The American state of Kansas held its primary election on Tuesday. Results from primaries determine which candidates will represent political parties in the general election in November. Tyler Ruzich was one of the candidates for Kansas governor. He hoped to become the Republican Party's nominee. On Tuesday afternoon, he and his running mate went to their local voting station. Later, he held a watch party for friends and supporters. But Ruzich did not get to vote for himself or for anyone else. At just 17 years of age, he is still too young. The minimum voting age in the United States is 18. You don't have to vote to be a voter, Ruzich told some of his friends at his election watch party. Being here means you're a voter, and that you're standing by someone you support. Ruzich was not the only candidate too young to vote in the primary election. 17-year-old Jack Bergeson ran as a candidate for the Democratic Party's nomination. And Joseph Tutera, also 17, hoped to represent the Republican Party in November. In total, 6 Kansas teenagers had declared their candidacy for governor. They did so after discovering last year that the Kansas Constitution does not have a minimum age requirement to run for office. Kansas has since passed a law requiring future candidates to be at least 18 years old. The teenage gubernatorial candidates gained national media attention. They also helped bring attention to voting issues in their state. The nonprofit organization Rock the Vote considers Kansas to be a blocker state. That means there are many barriers to voter registration. None of the teenage candidates won their primary races on Tuesday, but they believe they inspired more young people to take part in elections and vote. Joseph Tutera said the state saw a higher turnout than usual for primary elections. "We're actually having something like the highest voter turnout in 14 years for the primary. And I'd like to think that's because of me," Tutera told VOA. Jack Bergeson conceded the Democratic primary race Tuesday night. He said even though he did not win, he met many of his goals. "I was able to stand on a stage and debate a lot of the big names in the state, and I was really able to show that there is a difference between the establishment and uncorrupted candidates," Bergeson told VOA. I'm Ashley Thompson.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.